POL and the war in show here, also with little scenes here and there, how what's going on is affecting the economy and all of that. Just look at different natural consequences. Oil becomes super expensive and a rare commodity, which means, you know, you can't get spices. I mean, we keep going back to ...200 years or something ago. Bananas anymore in the shop. Not even apples, unless it's autumn here. Things like that. And then, as this is about to happen, some people, they can see what's around the corner. So, for instance, there's a crew of sailor people, boat people. Maybe they're working there with that club, boat club. We can just pick it directly from Skeppsholm. They're building boats the way they did it in the old days. And so they build what they have there. They buy also. There may be others, because if you walk there, for instance, there are these old ships, right? And some of them old sailor ships. Some start preparing them for sailing. And where are you going? Well, we're going to China or India or whatever to buy spices, or we're going down to a... Well, maybe start with that, going down to the Mediterranean to get oranges and lemons and apples and all that. I mean, we really look at it. What are people finding in their shops? And you can't just take a truck anymore, fill it up with things and drive it home, because it's just too expensive. The diesel maybe cost, you know, has increased 10 times in price or something, and it just is not worth it. So we can look at that. But then they come sailing in that boat, that ship there, and people are laughing at them. You romantics, you think you're going to use this ship for trading fruit or whatever, food? But they're going with it, and the disaster hasn't happened yet, or something like that. Things haven't really, or people haven't understood, really. This is something we can really show also, that the world economy crashed, and there is a world war basically, or how is it anyway? I mean, it's hybrid or economic or cyber or whatever. And most people, they don't even notice it. So Third World War isn't noticed to many, especially in these rich countries, as long as there is food in the shelves, things like that. And as soon as it reaches a certain level of emptiness of food in the shelves, maybe there's no pasta all of a sudden or whatever. And then, just as we saw, actually, during the COVID pandemic, I saw that immediately they started doing things, immediately when things started to get shaky, the shelves in the store were empty. Couldn't find, you know, and really the base ones, the flour and the good quality stuff, the pasta and so on. Because people started hoarding. And once that starts, it goes quickly. And then, wow, wham, it hits the glorious, rich, global north. What are you talking about? What's going on here? I mean, we are rich, we are the center of the earth, I mean the civilized, developed countries here, and now there's no food in our stores. And I mean, we can really copy a bit of how it looked like in Eastern Europe. I mean, I have friends who lived there during the Soviet Union era, and sometimes there were no food in the shops, so they got some maybe flour and cabbage. So we could show this, how these people who are completely spoiled, okay, many generations now being used to living a trouble-free life, but anyway complaining about things. So that proves that happiness doesn't come just from being wealthy. And they may still be talking about themselves, the global north, or whatever we call it, if they even use that, the west, they would call it, or our country, as the rich part of the world. The way they're looking at it now. And over there on the eastern side of the global south, that's the poor part of the world, the developing countries, like that. Something like that. I mean, we can make the story as rich as we want. I mean, we can follow those kids there on the on that ship. And that ship got the idea from when I went to Hepsom, and they were building a big ship, actually. Just the way they used to build in the old days, with wood. And then they sailed it to China, actually.
I think it's in Gothenburg now or something. So there is plenty of inspiration here, and then they will come back and they will have these necessities. And we can see then how this country is gradually, and we just use Sweden or something. I think we should just use fake countries so it doesn't get too much too political. We can tell that story of how these people in that country, just as an example that others can also then follow, gradually learn how to farm and how to build houses from the wood in the forest, and but also how there is crime and there are gangs roaming on the countryside, stealing from the farms, and they need weapons, and war is happening there. But then we can use Alnvik as an example, show how these people there, some humble, non-violent people, but some tough young folks there, or maybe some of the military. We use Alnvik because there are those there who come up with interesting strategies for protecting the people living there. And that can then also be used. But different ones, not confrontation, you know, hiding and fighting and being smart and building walls and fences and buying weapons and all that, but non-violent. And that's the theme here, how to, because violence breeds violence. How to stop this warring thing? Also on the local level, how do we do it? We do it by what this story is about. And they will be laughed at as well. Oh, you should get big, heavy weapons, AK-47, you know, Kalashnikov, that's the solution. But they use intelligence, trickery. Of course, you can hide and you can all kinds of decoys. But yes, you can also and that's much what this original idea was about. Grow herbs. Shoot little darts or arrows that are putting people, you know, the aggressors to sleep or something like that. It's trapping them and they wake up somewhere else. But maybe not in prison, or maybe in some kind of prison, but nice way. And we know that you are not bad. You're just, you know, a tool for others. We are the people, you know, all of us, and we don't want to hurt or kill each other or steal from each other. And they teach them to think we instead of me. you know, that kind of whole thing comes through here. Yeah, something like that.